Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 31, we were taught that when we walk with God, we have a whole different set of priorities. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I think of one young man I just talked to recently is in the ministry, and yet he came from a home that did not go to church. He came from a home where the father cursed anything to do with God. He came from a home where the mother was unsaved, yet he got saved, followed the Lord as a young teenager, and then went off to college to study for the ministry. I remember my first church having a little 11-year-old boy that I picked up on a bus route. And so when I brought him home to our house one day, and I set him down in the house and led him to the Lord. His father was Iranian. As a matter of fact, it was his stepfather because it was the third husband his mother had had. But I led that little boy to the Lord and went by and made sure that it was all right to have him baptized with his mother. And his mother said, okay, set up the day she was going to come. And I told her it would be right at the conclusion of the morning church service as well. She never showed up. We baptized. He got dressed, got changed. As he's coming out, the mother comes up. She starts crying. Oh, I missed the time. She's upset with herself. But listen, it was after 12 o'clock. It was well after 12 o'clock, and she had missed the time because of other things. So, although she wanted to see her boy baptized, it really didn't matter enough for her to be there on time. But you see, when we walk with God, we seek those things that are above, not things that are on the earth, as Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 instructs us. Jonathan was in line for the throne, but he never became the king. Does that sound bad? Does that sound like he was cheated in life? Somehow along the line, Jonathan made friends with David, and he realized David was going to be the next king. And he adopted immediately the attitude of, this is God's will, therefore, I'll be the number one guy under David that'll be his best subject. Jonathan had an attitude to please God. I believe that he loved David because he loved God. Well, Jonathan has been in eternity as long as his father Saul. They died the same day. But again, I ask the question, who hath the greater reward? Never view Jonathan's righteousness as of no consequence unless you view this life only and you do not see eternity. Now, I believe that too many Christians live as if there is no eternity because everything's for this life. And all the gains of this life are left behind. One of the remarkable things about Jonathan's death is that he is the same one who fought the Philistines by himself and killed 250 in one day. This guy was a warrior. And yet, in his death, although his dad was doing the wrong thing, and he knew his dad was doing the wrong thing, his dad was still the king. And because it was his king, as well as his father, he went into battle and even died in battle as a loyal subject. Even though it cost him something, he did right. But we see something else here. Past victories do not guarantee present success. When you quit being faithful to God's house, when you used to witness, you used to invite others to Sunday school and church, you used to give out tracts, don't blame others for you're not doing it now. No one or no situation is to be blamed for our own disobedience. What we need to do is confess it as sin instead of blaming others or making excuse for it. Maybe you're one that used to go to prayer meeting. You're one that used to teach a Sunday school class. You used to be in music of the church, in the choir. You used to never miss a service. You used to work on a bus. One thing about used to, the used to's all have in common with all other worldly professions, and it's this. They are has-beens. Has-beens do not get the job done now. Be it in the church, on the job, in sports, they become detriments and critics, feeling they are owed something rather than seeing what they actually are now. Now, I've seen that in Christian ministry. I've seen people get that attitude of, I've surrendered myself to Christian ministry, I work at such a low salary, and they act as if they're owed something, instead of saying, what a privilege that God accounts me worthy to be in the ministry. Paul said he had suffered the loss of all things, all of his material things, he'd suffered the loss of all them. But he said, I just count those things as dung for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. So I ask the question, are you like the has-been, going through the motions? Or are you on the right track for the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you still doing it? Still victorious? What kind of a spiritual influence are you to your children, to your mate, to your church family? So we've seen the casualties among the subjects. And among Saul's sons. Next, we go to verse 3, and the casualty hits Saul. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded of the archers. Well, this is a life that was a tragedy. And now it's a casualty. Saul did not glorify God in his life, and neither did he glorify God in death. Even the thief on the cross glorified God in death. This man, chosen of God to lead his people, did not even glorify God in his death. Samson, in his death, glorified God. When David fought Goliath, he told Goliath and all who could hear what Jehovah God would do for him. But now, Saul's death will make people think of what could God do for him. And the people of the world say their God is now greater than Israel's God. My friend, our failing life often tells the world that that way of truth is not really the way of truth, and it's not really the way of life, because your life says the opposite. Now, Saul's death will make the people of the world think their God is greater. We read 2 Samuel chapter 1, and you'll find an Amalekite says he slew Saul at Saul's request. And he took the crown and the bracelet off Saul, and he gave it to David. Now, I believe that he may have lied about that, since chapter 31 states Saul died, and that seems to be a direct statement from the Lord, whereas chapter 1 seems to be a statement that this Amalekite made. But nonetheless, he takes Saul's things and he takes credit for killing Saul, for which he will die. But you see, that's the world. The world seeks present glory. Saul sought that for himself. And as a result, Saul's life brought no glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, David had just returned from a battle with the Amalekites. And here's another Amalekite that comes to him. So David's not real happy with the Amalekites anyway. But it was the Amalekites God had told Saul to destroy them completely. And Saul disobeyed that order. So isn't it interesting that it's this Amalekite then, who should have been destroyed if Saul had been obedient, that is there to take his crown and his bracelet? The sins that we fail to deal with will eventually cause our downfall. Now, I hope that just didn't slide right by you. Listen to it as I say it again. The sin we fail to deal with will eventually cause our downfall. Now, let's just think of some examples of that. Maybe you have a sin of pride. Well, usually out of pride is birth gossip. And then there's the father's pride about his children. Now, my friend, I praise God that I've been blessed to have good people around me. But I've also seen within the church where pride has taken over a parent and they've abandoned the things that they held to at one time. A man whose son is now teaching in a very liberal Bible college. Bible college that tells him it's all right to drink, to dance, and to smoke, and to do all these other things as a faculty member. At one time, it was known as a fundamental institution. It is no longer. But his son was working there, and he says, you know, I feel better about my son working there than many of you preachers out there that your sons are not even in church.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.